In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Today is the Feast of St. Jerome. St. Jerome was the first person that translated the Old and New Testament into the language of the day. It was Latin. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Where he did it was in the place where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He found a cave, and he spent his life really translating the Old Testament from Hebrew and the New Testament from Greek in this little cave where Jesus Christ our Lord was born in Bethlehem. If you go to Bethlehem, you can go to Jerome's cave, where the Holy Spirit inspired him word by word to proclaim the Scriptures. It is Jerome who tells us that ignorance of the Scripture is ignorance of Jesus Christ. And you know what? We have a lot of ignorant people. But today we're going to take the Scriptures. I'm not going to preach. I'm going to have the Scriptures preach today. And we're going to repeat what the Scriptures say, and we're going to make it our own. This is a decree of health and healing, taking the Scriptures. And I want you to repeat after me. I praise the Lord with all that is within me, and I do not forget any of his benefits. I praise the Lord for all that is within me, and I do not forget any of his benefits. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. Jesus satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Jesus satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord brings me to health and healing. The Lord brings me to health and healing. He heals me and lets me enjoy abundant peace and security. He heals me and lets me enjoy abundant peace and security. The Son of Righteousness arises for me with healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness arises for me with healing in his wings. And I go out and leap like a calf released from the stall. And I go out leaping like a calf released from the stall. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the cross, so that I might die to sin and live to righteousness. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the cross, so that I might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. As the days are, so shall my strength be. As the days are, so shall my strength be. Jesus went forth and his word with his word and healed me. Jesus sent forth his word and healed me. Jesus sent forth his word and healed me. He rescued me from the grave. He rescued me from the grave. When I cry out, the Lord hears me. When I cry out, the Lord hears me. He delivers me from all my troubles. He delivers me from all my troubles. The Lord is close to me when I am brokenhearted and saves me when I am crushed in spirit. The Lord is close to me when I am brokenhearted and saves me when I am crushed in spirit. He has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. The Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. At times, I may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers me out of all of them. At times, I may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers me from all of them. He protects all my bones. He protects all my bones. Not one of them will be broken. Not one of my bones will be broken. I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and forever. All these are taken from the Word of God. All these are taken from the Word of God, and they're used in a way that we can personally apply them to ourselves. When the Lord's servants lay hands on me, I recover. When the Lord's servants lay hands on me, I recover. And when I am sick, I call for the elders to pray over me, and they anoint me with oil in the name of the Lord. And when I am sick, I call for the elders to pray over me, and they anoint me with the oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith saves me, and the Lord raises me up. The prayer of faith saves me, and the Lord raises me up. That's from James. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Yes, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Because I believe in him, I will live for all eternity. Because I believe in Jesus Christ, I will live for all eternity. In Christ, I live and move and have my being. In Christ, I live and move and have my being. Because I dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Because I dwell in the shelter of the Most High and I rest in the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Surely He will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with His pinions, and under His wings I find refuge. He covers me with His pinions, and under His wings I find refuge. This is all Psalm 91, you know. His faithfulness is my shield and my rampart. His faithfulness is my shield and my rampart. I do not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. I do not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. I do not fear the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. I do not fear the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but they will not come near me. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right side, but they will not come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because I make the Most High my dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, no harm will befall me. No disaster will come near my tent. Because I make the Most High my dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, no harm will befall me. No disaster will come near my tent. He will command His angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. He will command His angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. They will lift me up upon their hands, lest I strike my foot against a stone. These angels will lift me up upon their hands, lest I strike my foot against a stone. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample the great lion and the serpent. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because I love the Lord, He will rescue and protect me from all accidents, harm, sickness, and disease. Because I love the Lord, He will protect me and rescue me from all accidents, harm, sickness, and disease. He is with me in trouble and delivers me. The Lord is with me in trouble and delivers me. With long life he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. With long life he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. Because I consider the poor, the Lord will deliver me in times of trouble. Because I consider the poor, the Lord will deliver me in times of trouble. The Lord will protect me and keep me alive, and I shall be blessed upon the earth. The Lord will protect me and keep me alive, and I shall be blessed upon the earth. He will not give me over to the desire of my enemies. The Lord will not give me over to the desire of my enemies. The Lord will sustain me upon my sick bed. The Lord will sustain me upon my sick bed. And in my illness, he will restore me to health. And in my illness, the Lord will restore me to health. As you can hear, those are the decrees of health and healing. We're going to be looking at some more now. We're going to be looking at Christian character. What does the Bible say about Christian character? I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hidden. A city set upon a hill cannot be hidden. I let my light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify my Father who is in heaven. I let my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and glorify my Father in heaven. Grace and peace are multiplied to me through the knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace are multiplied to me through the knowledge of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. His divine power has granted me everything that pertains to life and to godliness. The Lord's divine power has granted me everything that pertains to life and to godliness. He has given me exceedingly great precious promises. The Lord has given me exceeding great and precious promises. I live by these promises so that I might be a partaker of his divine nature. I live by these promises so that I can be a partaker of his divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Besides this, I give all diligence and add to my faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Besides this, I give all diligence and add to my faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. To godliness I add brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. To godliness I add brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. As these things are in me and I am abounding, I shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As these things are in me and abounding in me, I shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I choose to walk worthy of the Lord in every respect. I choose to walk worthy of the Lord in every respect. I am fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I am fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I give thanks to my Heavenly Father who has made me to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. I give thanks to my Heavenly Father who has made me to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me to the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh yes, the Lord has delivered me from the power of darkness and has translated me to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In his beloved Son, I have redemption through his blood. even the forgiveness of my sins. In his beloved Son, I have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of my sins. I am an imitator of God as a dear child. I am an imitator of God as a dear child. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives in me. I walk in love. I walk in love. Let's say it again. I walk in love. Fornication and all uncleanliness and covetousness have no part in my life. Fornication and all uncleanliness and covetousness have no part in my life. I let no corrupt communication proceed from my mouth. I let no corrupt communication proceed from my mouth. From my mouth, only things that are edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. From my mouth proceeds only things that are edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. For the Holy Spirit of God has sealed me unto the day of redemption. For the Holy Spirit of God has sealed me unto the day of redemption. I choose to walk in lowliness of mind and esteem others as better than myself. I choose to walk in lowliness of mind and esteem others as better than myself. I look not to my own interests, but also to the interest of others. I look not to my own interests, but also to the interest of others. I make myself of no reputation, and I take the form of a bond servant. I make myself of no reputation and take the form of a bond servant. I wait for the Lord. And let integrity and uprightness preserve me. I wait for the Lord, and I let integrity and uprightness preserve me. Jesus is a buckler to me because I walk uprightly. Jesus is a buckler to me because I walk uprightly. I dwell on those things that are true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good repute, excellent and worthy of praise. I dwell on those things that are true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good repute, excellent and worthy of praise. As a child of God, I am thoroughly furnished for every good work. As a child of God, I am thoroughly furnished for every good work. I consider how to provoke others to love. I consider how to provoke others to love. I put on the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, for I am God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good deeds, which God prepared beforehand that I should walk in them. I put on the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, for I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good deeds, which God prepared before that I should walk in these good deeds. I am patient and kind. I am patient and kind. I am not jealous. I am not jealous. I do not brag and I am not arrogant. I do not brag and I am not arrogant. I do not act becomingly, unbecomingly, and do not seek my own way. I do not act unbecomingly and do not seek my own way. I am not easily provoked and do not take into account a wrong suffered. I am not easily provoked and do not take into account a wrong suffered. I do not rejoice in unrighteousness, but I rejoice in the truth. I do not rejoice in unrighteousness, but I rejoice in the truth. I bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. I bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. The love of Jesus Christ in me does not fail. The love of Jesus Christ in me does not fail. The love of Jesus Christ in me does not fail. The love of Jesus Christ in me does not fail. The love of Jesus Christ in me does not fail. The love of Jesus Christ in me does not fail. It does not fail. It does not fail. It does not fail. It does not fail. Now these decrees have been all from the scriptures. You know, these last ones from 1 Corinthians 13. Now we're going to do another group. This is an interesting one. If I can find it. Ignorance of the scriptures or ignorance of Christ. And you know what? We have a lot of people that know a lot of books. And the book, don't know. And you know what? The only way you do it is by doing it. Is you don't do it any other way. This is called provision and resource. The people that are out of jobs, come on. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things that I need are added unto me. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things that I need are added unto me. For my heavenly Father knows what I need even before I ask him. I do not fear, for it is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. I acknowledge that all my needs are met according to God's riches in the glory of Christ Jesus. Grace and peace are multiplied unto me through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ my Lord. His divine power has given me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. His divine power has given me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Oh, blessed be the Lord God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. The Lord is a sun and a shield to me, and he will give me grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from me as I walk uprightly. I choose to sow bountifully, therefore I will reap bountifully. I give to the Lord, to his people, and to the needy, as I purpose in my heart to give. I do not give grudgingly or out of compulsion, for my God loves a cheerful giver. God makes all grace abound towards me. I always have enough for all things, and so that I may abound unto every good work. The Lord supplies seed for me to sow and bread for me to eat. He also supplies and multiplies my seed for sowing and increases the fruits of my righteousness. Now, this is a difficult one. You know why? Because it talks about giving. And when you don't have it and you don't want to give, you are withholding the blessing from God that he wants to give you. Because if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. Anyway, I'll continue. I am enriched in everything unto great abundance, which brings much thanksgiving to God. I bring all my tithes unto the Lord's storehouse, so that there is meat in his house. As a result, he opens up the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing for me, so that there is no room enough to contain it. He rebukes the devourer for my sake. So that he does not destroy the fruits of my ground. Neither does my vine cast its grapes before the time. All the nations shall call me blessed, for I shall have a delightful life. All the nations shall call me blessed, for I shall have a delightful life. I am blessed because I consider the poor. I am blessed because I consider the poor. Because I give freely to the poor, I will never be in want. Because I give freely to the poor, I will never be in want. My righteousness endures forever. My righteousness endures forever. I remember the Lord my God, for it is He who gives me the power to make wealth and to that He may confirm His covenant. I remember the Lord my God, for it is He who gives me the power to make wealth, that He may confirm His covenant. Because Jesus Christ is my Savior, diligently listened to the voice of God and obeyed all the commandments, the Lord will set me high above the nations of the earth, and the Lord will grant blessings in the kingdom. They shall come upon me. They shall overtake me. It's a long one. Because Jesus Christ, my Savior, diligently listened to the voice of God and obeyed all the commandments, the Lord will set me high above all the nations of earth, and all the blessings of the kingdom shall come upon me and overtake me. Christ became poor so that through His poverty I might become rich. Jesus Christ became poor so that through His poverty I might become rich. Jesus came so that I would have life in abundance. Jesus came so that you and I would have life in abundance. I am very blessed and favored of God. I am very blessed and favored of God. I have been called. I have been called to be a blessing to others. I have been called to be a blessing to others. I have been called to be a blessing to others. You have been called to be a blessing to others. It's not in hoarding even the little things that we have. It's in letting them go. It's in giving with a cheerful heart. It's in allowing the Lord just to be God as we surrender our lives to Him. Let me tell you this. This is the Word of God. These are the promises of God. These have been taken from the Bible. And you know what? If you want this CD, you write for it. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you know what? His word is true. His word is true. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.